Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the events meeting number 6. Have we got any apologies for absence?
Councillor Hayes has given her apologies. She's away on holiday.
Right. Item number 2, declaration of interest. Has anyone got any declarations of interest on anything on the agenda?
No.
We haven't got any members of the public that want to join us.
No.
Item 4, minutes of the meeting held on the 6th of February 2024 to agree and sign the minutes as a true, and I can't say that word, record.
Accurate record.
That's the one. Are you happy with the minutes of the meetings?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. I'll sign them in a minute. Okay. Right. Item 5, the tree dedication event, to finalise arrangements for the tree dedication event on Wednesday the 1st of May 2024. Have you got...
I think everybody has responded now to say that they are going to be attending the event. Yes, so we have Ancora School, Frodsham Primary Academy, Frodsham Church of England Primary, Frodsham Manor House Primary, and Thomas Blundell and Claire Haywood, the High Sheriff of Cheshire. I'm awaiting St Luke's, so I'll chase them this week.
Right, okay. So maybe do a double email with them.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, that's
so
okay.
All we need to do is just...
We've got everything ready to go.
Everything's ready to go. I've contacted Northwich Town Council for them to install the posts.
Right.
So just waiting for them to get back to me to install them before the event that we've leading
up. And is this the one that Helen wants a bit of a tidy up?
Yes. So she wants a bit of a tidy up and to clean
the sign on the hill. And to cut the grass and just make sure everything is nice. And
at the same time, I've asked them to do that.
Okay, that's lovely.
I don't know when that's going to be done then.
I've only just sent an email to them, so I've told them when we need it for.
So are you going to do it a couple of days before? That's what I thought.
I would expect it to be the week before.
Yeah.
So that's all in hand then, isn't
it?
Yeah,
that's all in hand.
Very good. Okay, item number 6, the D-Day 80th anniversary commemorations. A, to agree the cost of materials for poppy making. We've got a costing.
A costing for the materials for the poppies works out at around £120 for all of the materials to make around 1,000 poppies.
Right, is everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
Can you just go over that again, please? Sorry, I was right.
So we've had a look at how we're making the poppies out of the template that you'll see a template in your pack there. So we're going to get some red felt and use the template to cut out the poppies for the schools and the organisations who've agreed to do them, to help us out to do them, are going to do that. We're going to order some green felt as well, and some sticks for the poppies to attach to with some split pins. We're also going to have some poppies that will go around the railings of the memorial.
The memorial itself.
The actual memorial itself and the gates at the beginning.
Yeah.
Just a few, just dotted, just so that it looks nice that when you're coming up to it, fastened with some green pipe cleaners.
Yeah.
£120 for the materials.
£120.
Yeah, for all
of
that.
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
You're in agreement then?
Yes, local people are making it.
I think that'd be lovely. So, yes, I'll approve the cost of that then, right, have we got any further actions we need to be taken for this? We've got the fish and chips.
I spoke to Phil on Saturday at Four Seasons for food, and he's happy to do the fish and chips.
And we've got the date, the days, haven't we?
Have I put that in there? Yes. So if you have a look on page 6 of your booklet, where it says activities and locations.
Yeah.
So we have the friends that are doing their afternoon tea. I'm not sure of the timings of that. I haven't been given the timings of that yet. Frodsham Opal Group have agreed to make poppies as well. And they've also said that they'd love to join in on the eating of fish and chips on that day, on the Tuesday that they meet.
Yeah.
So we've spread the nursing homes out, as opposed to doing all three nursing homes on the one day, on the Thursday.
Yeah.
It would just be a nightmare for the
yes.
chip shop to be able to get, you know, over 100 portions of fish and chips out, because that's what I envisage it might be.
So there's two that I've got back to, and want to do it
on the Thursday, and then I've got the other two
that I
need to get back to this week.
Right, so that's Hillcrest and Christian Nursing Home.
Fields, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And they're all happy with those dates that have been allocated.
Well, the ones that have got back to me
yes.
are.
Yeah.
yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. So really, we just need to know.
We need to know
the times, the dates, and give the list to Phil.
We will have to state the dates now to them.
Yeah.
They can't, well, the first one that comes along can choose, put it that way.
Yeah.
And then we can go to Phil.
And just give Phil one of their lists and then get an invoice from
them. And then the nursing homes leaders, they are aware that they've
got to
collect them on that day.
Yeah, that's fine.
So they'll be given time.
That sounds all good.
Yeah.
Right. Further actions are the lanterns.
The lantern, yes.
Right. Helen's proposed that rather than use the beacon, it's a lot of, it's got the Queen's Jubilee thing on the top of the beacon.
Yeah.
To replace that and get the King's, it's how much?
It's £350.
It's got to, health and safety would have to be involved because someone would have to be there when it cooled down, and it's just a bit of a, I would have loved to have had the beacon, but it's really not feasible.
Yeah.
The guides did it last time, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, as an alternative, we thought we might get the hurricane lamps, the lamp light of peace, and put four of them on each corner of the railings round the memorial. And then obviously they can just be turned off and we can reuse them for anything else then after that.
I take it they're battery operated, are they?
No, they're actual paraffin
oil. Right.
And there's 20 hours of light in one tank.
Right. Are they just a standard sort of like this?
It's just standard, so I've brought a tape measure. So it's 26.5 centimetres high. So that's about how high they'll stand.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, I don't think that's taken into account the handle. Obviously, it'll, you know, the handle will sort of obviously make them look a bit wider. So that's the height, and 15 centimetres wide, about that wide.
Yeah.
So they're £55 each, so what do you think, what's your thoughts on getting four of them?
Yeah, we can use them again for other things, can't we?
Yeah.
£220.
And when we leave, we can turn them off because we don't want to leave.
We can take them with us.
We can leave them fastened or take them away with us.
I just think if we turn them out and left them there, they could A, get vandalised, and B, set fire to them.
I think they've got a lot of uses, actually. I would have loved to have used the beacon. But, I mean, these can be hung on crooks and things, can't they, for any events in the future? So that would be an outlay of, what,
220.
Right, so are you happy with that expense?
Yeah, can I just ask a question then? What about the original beacon that's with the guides? That's, is that, we need is to that owned by FTC?
I believe so, isn't it?
So
we paid for it. Yeah. What happened was the guides chose it.
Yeah.
And we paid for it. Hence why it's got the Queen's thing on the top, because to replace that, it's, you have to keep buying another one.
Right.
Which in the future may be.
Or you could use it with the same top on, because I don't think many people would notice. It's having a beacon, isn't it?
It's just the health and safety of it all, and really we haven't got enough people that can go up there and light it and then stand around for I don't know how many hours while it cools down.
Yeah, and then transport it from there.
Yeah.
You've got to bring it all the way down the path, haven't you?
Yes.
And get a vehicle up there.
Yeah, gas bottle as well. How are the guys doing?
So the logistics of it getting there and running
away. It's just not feasible. I mean, I think we need to get it back in case we can use it in the future for
anything. Initially, I thought it was just one hurricane lamp to replace it, but if you're getting four on each corner.
Then
that will be,
you know.
And they'll be visible, won't they, from the bottom of the hill?
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. It's the best of a bad job, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't have a beacon, so.
So, going back to the point, if that's FTC's property, we need to get it. Where are we going to store it?
The beacon?
Yeah.
I think we'd store it in the cemetery.
Yeah. So, there's room in the cemetery, so if I picked it up at some point, took it to the cemetery, we can store it there, and then we've got that to use for future, because there'll be lots of other things when we've got more time and maybe more volunteers.
Well, that's it, because obviously it'll need testing anyway to see. It's been stored for, what, two years? So it will need testing before it is used to see if okay, safe to use.
But once we've got back in our possession, then we can do that. If anything ever comes up in the future, we've got it, haven't we?
Just from a personal point of view, and this is just my personal point of view, events seem to be very short on volunteers. It always seems to be the same number of people. So I understand that, you know, the number of us that are here, there's not enough to start transporting a gas bottle and that, and then just like cool down and what have you. So, I agree. Yeah. It's better doing it that way.
Okay, so we've agreed on the cost of the hurricane lamps then. That's okay, is it?
Yeah.
And what was going to say as well, sorry, going back to item 5 in the tree dedication, did we arrange with Forest Hills for...
Oh, yes. For refreshments. Having refreshments. Yeah. I think that was agreed, wasn't it, at one of our previous meetings?
It was, yeah, some cost. I think it was about £70.
I might have forgotten that one.
Yeah. But has that been confirmed with Forest Hills?
Yes, I've confirmed.
And are we doing anything on the anniversary? Is anything... Is it just going up and reading the...
On the, are we back at the D-Day 80th anniversary? So I think it'll be sort of to meet for 9 o'clock for the lighting of the
lanterns
at 9:15. Then the is it the international tribute will be read. Now I don't know whether it's quite a long tribute with quite a few verses, so whether we could sort
split it up like we do to the
Round Table or Rotary.
Yeah.
And ask each one. And
right, because Helen said she didn't mind doing
that. That's right, yeah.
One for us. So, right, so we'll have to, but we've got plenty of time
because I've got to get in touch with them to let them know the itinerary yet, because we haven't decided on the itinerary of the evening, had we, up until sort of now. So it's like 9 o'clock to meet. 9:15.
Yeah, chair. So it'll be similar to what we have at Remembrance Day, where you have a different person reads out a list of names of people that we remember. So nearly the time we could look at other organisations.
We just need to ask them would they be interested in reading it. I mean, you don't know whether the vicar might.
I've got a list here of organisations that I still need to contact. I have been in touch with the churches and asked them if they wanted, you know, if they were planning on doing anything during the day, but they've not been back to me yet. But there's the fire brigade who usually come to the remembrance, so I need to get in touch with them, and scouts, guides, Maybe they might read, one of the leaders might read something out.
Once we know who's attending, then we can go back and see who'd like to do a reading.
And then,
then we can bring it all together.
The verse, so that they know.
Are we thinking of having any refreshments after?
No, I don't think so. With it being so late in the evening, I think
we'll just
it's just the lighting.
Okay.
You know, once the reading is read, then it's just all dispersed, really.
Okay. Yep, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, thank you. So are we all clear about now what's going on there? If you're going to get in touch with all the organisations?
I'll get in touch with all those.
Invite them up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just explain what's going on and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Is everyone happy with that then?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, moving on to item 7. Halloween. Are we going to do a Halloween party? I mean, we might not even be on the events committee.
No.
And judging by the interest in the events committee, we might not even have one.
No, I think we ought to plan one.
I think we could preliminary book the community centre.
Yeah. That is already booked.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got the 26.
The decorations, haven't we?
Yeah. It's just the manpower.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's the manpower.
Yeah.
And if people do want to come on events, then they really do have to commit to events.
Mm.
Yeah.
They actually got very few councillors who actually are on these other committees.
No.
Very few. And
you know, I think the thing is, if you want to come on events, then you've got to be prepared to commit your time to certain events.
Yeah.
And just don't think, oh well, I'll talk about it, but I won't actually go
along. I also think actually for something like that, which needs a lot of manpower, I think really every councillor ought to be involved, if at all possible.
Even if they're not on events?
Yeah.
Yes, I think they should. Mm. And, you know,
it's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, right. I don't like climbing up ladders, but I'm still making things there, you know. And you know, it isn't all about physical work.
No.
I mean, you can sit on a chair and block balloons with a hand pump, can't you?
Yeah,
so I think we'll have to see who's on the committee after May.
Yeah.
And take it from there, see what happens.
Mm.
There's nothing we can do at this point because we don't know who's going to be on the committee. As long as we've booked the hall, not provisionally booked
it. Yes, we won't need a lot more organisation at this stage. We've got all the basics you need.
Yeah.
Well, in May, if we have the first meeting after May, then whoever it is will have to decide if they want to do it. And then we've got the guy who did the disco that you knew that was absolutely brilliant. Belly dancers.
Hopefully he can do it again this year. What are you doing about a magician? Were you thinking of having, or a side event? Were you thinking of having?
I thought actually when he got going, I thought he wasn't.
He was caught. Maybe look for somebody else first.
I just thought it was unfortunate that he was late, obviously, but really we've solved that problem because we've got a mobile phone now, haven't we? So Helen's donated a mobile phone so because he couldn't get in touch with us, he'd only got the office phone number, so he couldn't tell us what had happened and he was running late.
So we can give him that number.
So for any event, that mobile phone can be used now.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't happen again, should
well,
it?
The thing was, he did have his mobile on him, though. I kept on ringing his mobile once I found it online. But it wasn't, he was probably in a dead zone or something, I don't know. But, so hopefully,
so long as we've got the room booked for now, I think that's all we need to do, really.
Well, tell him half an hour earlier than we need to.
It's absolutely lovely.
Yeah,
it's just because of the rabbits and that sort of thing, you know. That's half the battle, isn't it? I mean, well, at the
some of the parents said it was a bit, but I mean, you know, you've got to put yourself in a child's place, haven't you?
Yeah.
You see them through a child's eyes.
I used a magician for the refugees, and every single trick he did, an adult could see through. The kids were like, oh, magic. That's what he wants.
And he did run over time as well.
He did, and he stayed behind, didn't he? He stayed behind and let every child have a little stroke of the little rabbit.
So I think he redeemed himself.
Yeah, he did.
Right, so I don't think we can do anything more now, other than just take it over to
Meg. Can I just ask one question then? And that is, we've got a spreadsheet, haven't we, for the D-Day celebrations, and we've also got one, which is standard, isn't it now, for the Halloween.
For Halloween,
so if we can just, you know, fill that in with what we've got, and then potentially, so is there any chance that we could contact the magician in advance and say, provisionally, we'd like to use you in November.
There's no harm in doing that.
You know, so they're fully aware of it. So that if there is a new committee takes over, some of these things are already populated.
Well,
And they can see that this is personally. So it's sort of like, it's not hitting the ground running, but it gives them a leading edge.
Yeah.
Rather than just trying to do this, what we're doing now, again, after May. Because we'll then be into June.
Yeah, so if we do the magician, the...
Do you want me to contact the same magician?
Right,
okay.
We'll get some prices as well.
The magician, the disco...
And the belly dancers.
Face
painters.
Yeah.
That glitter hub is something you use for that. And they've always been good, haven't they?
Did we get a discounted price for the hall?
No, we didn't.
I've asked twice for a discount and they won't give you one.
Yeah, I know. I think they do say, but it is already discounted. We do have
He said to me it was a charity and he wasn't prepared to discount it.
No.
Very charitable.
They did tell me at one point that, oh yes, with your discount it brings it to... so it's not a lot, but...
Okay, item 8, have you got anything to report, Lindy?
No, I don't believe I have.
Okay, that just leads us to item 9, the date of the next meeting, which is the 4th of June 2024, and we will close the meeting at 7:22 p.m.